The Josie Show is copyrighted. Josie Pasentino, Bag of Goodies Productions, Alan Firestorm Productions, and it may not be rebroadcast or redistributed without written prior consent. Thank you. The Josie Show is recorded live in front of an audience unless otherwise specified.
This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Pasentino is playing that song.
Again for the Josie Show. Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino. And now here's your host, Tina Shore herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hello. Yeah. Count on that. All right. I still have fun listening to my song. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're here joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great week. I had a busy but very eventful week. Got a lot of stuff done, so that's good. doing some schooling, you know, still got to get my education on, you know, all that fun stuff. But we have a very awesome show for you. So now let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Tonight I have two amazing guests, Grammy Award winner Bobby Flores and singer-songwriter Nikki Breyer. So it's going to be a very great night, two amazing talents that you will get to hear great chats with and some awesome music. And remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net. We're in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can also check out our archives or visit our networks tab on our site, www.josieshow.com, to find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show, all the way from when I was 14 years old with Katie Cook. We got all of them. So now I would love to just put on my guest. I'm very excited. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Bobby Flores to the show. Woohoo!
Hey, Josie.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. I am so excited. Been looking forward to our interview.
Thank you. Me too. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it. And I just want to, get to know you a little bit better and find out when you started all this amazingness. Because you do it all, people, and I'll tell you the huge list of everything. I was wondering, when did you first start making music? Was it as a child?
Yeah, my dad, came home from work every day. It's back in the days where it was always 10 to 5, and he would sing and play after dinner. So every day I'd get to hear him sing, Ray Price music, Farron Young, Marty Robbins, Jim Reeves. And then my mom and her sister had a duo called the Trevino Sisters, and they would do a lot of, San Antonio area functions and banquets and award shows and that kind of thing. So, ever since I can remember, I've been around music and their band rehearsing. So I started really young. When I was six, I got my first acoustic guitar, a little three-quarter size nylon string.
Uh-huh.
It came kind of quick because I was around it all the time. So by the time I was seven, my mom and I were doing, duo work, mostly gospel stuff at the time. But yeah, started pretty early.
Wow. So a lot of music around in your household. I like it. Very,
Definitely. Very
cool. I can imagine special occasions, Christmases are very loud.
Yeah, they were. And, both sides of the family, my mom's side, they all sang and played and stuff. So, yeah, a lot of harmonies from really young. I was really fortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I promised to mention everything that you do. You're a multi-instrumentalist, a vocalist, arranger, producer, composer, first call session musician. You have such outstanding talents. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the different things you do and what does your week usually look like? Get out of bed.
Yeah, it's crazy during the week. I have a recording studio called BAM Recording Studio, and I produce CDs for artists and write jingle stuff and documentary music from time to time. And so I do that right across the sidewalk from my recording studio. I've got a really nice music school. It's a live performance academy, and I've got 20 great teachers here and about 90 students. So it's a live performance training ground, if you will, you know, complete with university-level music theory, and we teach all instruments and everything about the music business. It's a really cool place, real unique. So my day starts usually, you know, at the studio, and I'm either recording or editing or mixing, and then about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I cross the sidewalk, and I come to the school, you know, the academy, and I'm here until about 10 o'clock at night, you know, teaching classes, you know, working with some of the students, basically running the place, and then I go back across the sidewalk, you know, to the recording studio, and I work until I start feeling kind of cross-eyed, and then I start kind of second-guessing what I'm doing, and then, you know, I call it a day, and that's what I do during the week, so the days are really long. And on the weekends, I've got a six-piece Western swing band, and we're always joking because half of it's fiddles. So out of the six pieces, three is fiddles, and we just have a blast. It's a bunch of friends of mine, recording session players, and friends that I've worked with for decades. And so we travel around Texas, and you know, some of the states around, and overseas from time to time, and we have a blast playing together, and we play, you know, theaters and dance halls and, mm-hmm. You know, festivals and that kind of thing. So that's what I do on most Fridays and Saturdays. And so that's kind of, you know, my normal schedule. We just got back from a cruise, which was a lot of fun, and we were gone for a week down in Cozumel, you know, Botan, you know, Belize, and we do one every year. And every January, and so we just got back from that, and that was a little bit of a break. But other than that, it's the recording studio and the school, the academy during the week.
Yeah, that's the huge for you. Wow, you're definitely keeping busy every day.
Yeah, never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Never, never, but you're doing such great things. I mean, if you're not, of course, doing your music, you're also helping, you know, other kids find their own, you know, way, their own talents, which I think is amazing. I think that's
really
cool.
Thank you. You know, it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of great young talent out there right now. A lot of great writers, just a lot of great, you know, singers, and it's a lot of fun to work with them, you know, and help them get their first CD happening or their second mm-hmm. or third, whatever the case is, and help them build their writing skills and you know, produce them. I love producing records. I've been producing for about 30 years now, and that's always fun. I get to meet and work with a lot of very cool artists.
Absolutely, which is always fun, which is always a good time. So that's really, really cool. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I, really quickly here, I don't want to keep him on the phone long, but you have a caller here. Let's put Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country on the phone right now. Don, you there? You're on the phone with me and Bobby Flores. Woo!
Hey, Don. I wanted to call and thank you, Bobby, first of all, for doing the show. And second, Pearl, you do help a lot of artists. We're going to have Mike Seiler up here to do a show in March.
Great.
Yeah, and I've really realized what, you know, a lot of people up here in Illinois don't realize how great the music is out of Texas. And Josie's had a lot of artists on from Texas, and mm-hmm. actually you guys have all been so nice that when I've contacted them. They've been so nice to come on the show and do it, though. And they've been great. They've got great music. And their fiddle player in the back is really good. I don't know who it is, but I think it might be you. A bunch of them.
Thank you,
I wanted to thank Judy Roundtree that works with you. And
yeah.
Judy is so nice. And
she's awesome. I'm so glad to have her on my team.
Yeah, you guys run a first-class organization. I don't want to keep your interview because Josie could probably do an 8-hour show just on you. But I wanted to call and thank you and tell you just what a first-class person Judy is. She's been so super nice to me and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to Tina and Josie. So we're just proud of your music, and you have helped a lot of people out. And more people in Illinois now will understand the Texas country music. If you got country music everywhere, it's a little bit different, but it's all the same. You're helping keeping what I love alive, and I really appreciate that very much. I do. I'm going to let you go, and like I said, thank you. And now I'm going to be really working hard and feeling better because I got to talk to one of my idols. So you just Well, you take care. I just love country music. So, you know.
Thank you very
and,
much.
Okay, you guys take care and then get your interview, Josie. Keep this coming up. It's a good one. All right.
Great to talk with you.
All right, take care, guys. Bye.
Thank you very much. That is so kind. Gosh almighty. That is, and I'm going to tell Judy she's going to flip when she hears about that. That is really, really sweet. And I do have a great organization. I've got great people on my team, my booking agent, Brenda Ulovig, Judy Roundtree, Ned Haynes. And I'll tell you, we all just love working together, and there's a real magic and a synergy here. But that was really kind of Don, and I'm glad to be in good company there on your show, Josie. Thank you.
Absolutely, anytime. And it's everything that he said is completely, completely true. I mean, you not only put out amazing music, but you help others as well, which we love that kind of stuff on the Josie Show. That's the stuff that we hope to find, and I'm glad we found that.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's real rewarding. That's for darn sure.
Absolutely. And you have a lot of great people behind you, which is very important as well. You got to love that.
Thank you. I do. I appreciate it all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now I want to get to the extensive list of instruments that you play. Can you name a few instruments that you enjoy playing?
Yeah. Fiddle is probably my first weapon of choice, I guess. I've been playing fiddle since I was about 14, and actually the guy who plays in my band, his name's Hank Singer. He's one of the best fiddle players in the world. He gave me my first fiddle, and so it's really cool we're getting to work together again now. And R.J. Smith also plays fiddle with us in our group, but a guitar is the first one that I played. I started with that when I was 6. So those are my two main instruments that I play. My favorite instrument to play is the pedal steel, and I've been playing that since I was about 14, and just love it. Gosh, I just have to peel myself off of it when it's time to do something. I don't get to play very much because of the time factor, but I love the instrument, and those are the three that I really spend most of my time on. I play a little mandolin, and that sort of thing, but those three are my main instruments.
Those are your main ones. I've always wanted to know, did you self-teach yourself to play all these instruments, or did you, go to classes to learn? I mean, how did you learn how to play so many instruments?
Well, I pretty much taught myself to start with, but then with each one, I sought out, some lessons at some point. I started out playing fiddle for the first 4 or 5 years, and then I went to violin, classical violin, from a very good teacher, Dominic Saltarelli. He was a musical director here at Trinity University in San Antonio at the time, and studied hard with him for about 4 or 5 years. And so I learned to love both, Western swing, traditional country fiddle, and the really nice violin, classical music. I'm a big, Zuckerman fan, and Bela Bartok, and Rachmaninoff's works. And so I love a lot of the classical as well, and listen to a lot of it. I started out on my own, and then sought out some lessons and learned some friends hanging around.
Absolutely, and some all of your work pretty much paid off, because I mean I want to also mention you also won 2003 Grammy, your Grammy Award winner. So can you tell us about that?
Thank you. That's a huge honor, and I was really happy for Freddie that he got that before he passed on, Freddie Fender. Mm-hmm. And I got to write the string and horn arrangements for La Musica de Baldomar Huerta, which is his real name. Mm-hmm. And got to play on it as well. So it was just a thrill. He did a bunch of old beautiful Spanish boleros, and the guy just sounded like a fish in water on those songs. He was singing straight from the heart, and it was just a real special project, so I was just glad to be a part of that.
Oh, absolutely. Wow, congratulations. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's amazing, amazing. And not only were you able to have that, but you also have toured with, Ray Price, recorded with amazing talents like Willie Nelson, I mean, the greats, people. Can you tell us about those experiences? What were those experiences like for you?
That was a real blast, and I still get to play with Ray, 2-3 times a year. Interesting story, my first record ever, for those of us that still remember what a 45 record looks like, was a red Ray Price 45 RPM. And So, you know, I was introduced to Ray from a really young age, and it was just a huge honor to get to play with him full-time. I started with him in 97 and played with him through about 2001 full-time, and then some on both sides of that. But just, gosh, to be on stage with him and Willie, and I've just been really, really blessed to, you know, to get to work with those guys. They're just legends and a great, you know, people as well.
Definitely. Wow, that's awesome. Awesome. And when you first get to meet these people, because, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, seeing someone that you've, you know, seen on the TV or heard on the radio. Do you ever have kind of a surreal, wow, I get to meet this person face-to-face kind of moment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first, my first, you know, two or three jobs on stage with Ray, my bow was shaking so hard on my fiddle I could hardly play because, I mean, I was 6 feet from the guy that recorded Crazy Arms, you know, and For the Good Times. And, yeah, I mean, it took a few shows for me to kind of take a deep breath and just focus on you know, relaxing and, you know, playing. But, yeah, these guys are legends. And you know, Willie, you know, is my favorite, you know, country songwriter to date.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to be around him and his place here in Love, Texas, in his studio and on stage with him is just like, yeah, it is. I mean, you hit it right on the head. It's just like a surreal experience. But he's such a great guy. He's so down to earth and such a nice guy that, you know, they always make you feel comfortable, which is very cool.
Yeah, you probably just felt right in there because you both have something in common. You both like music. So music is kind of that bond that'll kind of, you know, help you through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool.
The you know, common thread between us all.
I like that. I like it. Also, I want to mention you perform with the Yellow Rose Band. Can you tell us who all of the members are and the roles that you all play?
Yeah, sure. That's a group I was telling you about, and a couple of my guys are brothers out of Houston. The bass player is a guy named Harlan Kubos, which is I think Harlan's probably one of, if not the best, Western swing bass player walking the planet today. He's just a great, great bass player. His brother, Dennis Kubos, plays drums with me, and they both, you know, have you know, played with me for several years. I got a steel guitar player out of Angleton, which is just south of Houston, and he's an old friend of mine, Jody Cameron, and a wonderful player, and he and I used to tour with David Kirsch together when David was out, you know, hitting the big on Curb. And Hank Singer, who plays fiddle. And Hank, you know, gosh, we're lucky to have him on our stage. The guy has recently, you know, played with full-time with George Jones, Leanne Womack. You know, he's played with Ronnie Millsap, Hank Williams Jr. You know, could go on and on. He's on a bunch of hit records, a bunch of Alan Jackson's, you know, big hits and several others. So we're just really lucky to have Hank on our stage. He's a fiddle superstar. And then R.J. Smith also plays with him. And R.J. teaches fiddle with me here at BAM, here at the school. And, you know, she does a really great job as well. And, you know, she's young and, you know, carrying on the Western swing and, you know, traditional country you know, fiddle. So it's really cool to be working with one of my old friends and working with a really young friend as well. So it's a neat band, and like I said, we have a blast playing together, and they're all great musicians. So you know, I mean, seriously, it sounds kind of cliche, but I mean, we really look forward to each you know, Saturday night, you know, getting to work together. It's just a blast. We have a good time.
Absolutely, because it seems like you guys don't just, you know, I mean, of course, it's a job, but also you guys have fun while doing it, which kind of makes it, you know, just kind of like a night out, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, we love the songs we're doing, you know, the style we're doing. We actually live it, and so for us, it's a pleasure. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, and it's so cool how, you know, all of you are musicians that also have kind of a background, you know, working with other people as well. So I think that's really cool, you know?
It is. Yeah, it is. They've got, you know, plenty of road stories, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet there are a lot of fun stories. very cool. So now I want to talk a little bit about some of the music you y'all have out right now before I play some. I'm very excited about that. Yes, I'm very excited. So first off, can you tell us a little bit about your recent music, your music that's currently out for people to check out?
Okay, well, it's traditional country and western swing, so there's upright bass on just about everything, a lot of fiddles, a lot of steel.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I really loved doing, Josie, was bringing back, like, some of the vintage songs that a lot of people have never heard. You know, great, great songs, great stories, great melodies, the chord changes are great. And so I've reached back and recorded quite a few of those, and a lot of people they thought they were my tunes and I wrote them and that kind of thing, but they're really just vintage tunes that haven't been heard in a long time. And so I love the old writers, Harlan Howard, Willie Nelson, of course, and just a lot of great songs were written back then. And so. So that's pretty much what we do in the dance hall country down here, which is what you hear a lot of, here in the Hill Country in Texas and all over the state, traditional country, and the old Bob Wills Western Swing style, which Western Swing is a lot of fun to play. It's pretty much borderline jazz. I mean, it's they come from the same tree. And so Western Swing is just a good excuse to play some bebop for the most part. So it's a blast. We have a lot of fun, soloing and improvising over those tunes.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot of music. Yeah.
I'm there. I love it. So I would love to play your first song of the night called Fast Company, and we'll be right back, okay? I'm excited.
Great, thanks.
Thank you. Here we go. Let's play it. Fast Company by Bobby Flores, and we'll be right back.
I wish you knew what I go through when nighttime comes around. But you're too busy having fun on the brighter side of town. I heard about you're stepping out and you want no part of me. You changed your face and I lost the race to Fast Company. You're with that Fast Company. When you know that you should be right here with me. These open arms wait patiently. I still believe someday you'll leave that Fast Company. Desperately to hold the one who's had her fun with Fast Company. You're with that Fast Company. When you know that you should be right here with me. These open arms wait patiently.
And that was Fast Company by Bobby Flores, and we're back with him right now. So, Bobby, can you tell us where all of our listeners can go to purchase all of your music?
Yes, you can go to www.yellowroserecords.com, and that's my record label, and that's where they can find all my material.
Perfect. Easy. One website, and you can just get everything from there. Makes it easy. I like that.
Yeah.
And also, do you have any social networking sites where, are the best place that fans can chat with you? Cool.
Yeah. My Facebook site is Bobby Flores Music, and so they can find me there, Facebook page, and subscribe there. And see my website, bobbyflores.com, so yet another place they can kind of access all of the above. So I love to meet people, and I you know, spend a good part of my morning reading and returning emails from friends, and always enjoy that.
Absolutely. You actually have a lot of, you know, great dedicated fans. I mean, you have a group on there, Bobby Flores, I think, fan club or something, and it's really cool. You got really great dedicated people. Mm-hmm.
We're really lucky. The folks that, you know, follow us around and dance to our music are just the best people. You know, they're like family to us, and there's a lot of them here in Texas, and they're very loyal, very supportive, and you know, sure appreciate every one of them.
Definitely. Awesome. They're awesome. Little shout out to that fan club. Also, before we play your next song, I just want to state a little fact. You have been featured on over 400 albums. Is that true? Whoa.
Yeah. You know, I was a session player, and I still am here, but a little bit less since I've got my own studio. And one time I was on staff at the three studios here in town, and we're writing all their, you know, string arrangements, horn arrangements, and also writing, spearheading all of their you know, sessions. And so I'd go to one studio in the morning and go to the second studio for the afternoon shift, and then, you know, late at night I'd go to a third studio to do the 10 to 2 in the morning thing. And, you know, there was several years there where, you know, gosh, I guess about 20 years or so I was, you know, recording on a lot of albums. And I lost track at 400. You know, I started tracking them and everything, and it finally got to be a little bit much. I'm really blessed to have the friends around town that have the studios that you know, help me keep bread on the table, you know, during so many years. But yeah, and it's a lot of fun, and I've done a lot of jingle work too, stuff that they still play all over the world. I'll be up north somewhere in Wyoming or, you know, somewhere, and I'll hear like a bank commercial on you know, the TV in the mm-hmm. hotel or something, and it's a track that I did in 1988, you know, for you know, production library, and so it's been a lot of fun, and you know, still record, and just spend more time producing now than I do actually recording.
Yes. Awesome, awesome. I just had to mention that. I read that in your bio, and I'm like, wow, 400. That's a big number. So I had to bring that up. love that. So now I want to play your last song of the night. Let's play Glad to Let Her Go, and we'll be right back, okay?
Sounds cool. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Here we go.
Took her from my side the day you took her from me, and you thought that it would hurt my pride, but there were things you failed to see. You thought you stole away her love, but I want the world to know, yes, it's true. Turned her back on me, but I was glad to let her go. Yes, you thought that you were fooling me, and even though it wasn't right, let me thank you for you set me free from a lot of sleepless nights. My love for her had died. Yes, it was over long ago. And it's true she walked away with you, but I was glad to let her go. Yes, you knew that you were cheating me, and even though it wasn't right, let me thank you for you set me free from a lot of sleepless nights. My love for her had died. Yes, it was over long ago. Yes, it's true she walked away with you, but I was glad to let her go.
was Glad to Let Her Go by Bobby Flores, and we're back with him right now. Now, I want to talk a little bit about performing. So I read that you, you know, you performed at just so many wonderful, amazing places, including Grand Ole Opry. But can you tell us a little bit, you know, any place that really stands out in your mind? I mean, I just said Grand Ole Opry, but I mean, that's probably a big one. But any other place that, you know, had a great vibe, a great crowd that you'd like to go back?
Gosh, you know, there have been so many places that have just been awesome to play. We played played France year before last, and had a huge crowd out there and had a blast. Sweden was another place, too, just a sea of folks out there for those festivals, and it just treats you so good. But, gosh, I've played all over, you know, a lot of states and just I had a great time. It's really hard, you know, to pick any that might stand out because, you know, we have so much fun in all of them.
Right. But, that's a tough one. There are many, many places that you've performed at.
and just you know, I had a blast. When I worked with some of the other artists, like you know, Ray Price, the Opry was a gas because I've seen it all my life, and to finally be on that stage was a real rush and an honor. So that was one that I remember really well.
Yeah, wow, really, really cool. Yeah, there are a lot. That's a tough one. but also, the last question here, because we are running out of time, but I think this is a really, really great question for you, a funny question. But have you ever had kind of an embarrassing onstage moment that you could share while performing live and in person?
Gosh, you know, probably so. And I'm sure I've you know, dropped my fiddle bow at you know, one point or another. I tell you, one of the ones I was on stage opening for Marty Robbins when I was a kid. I think I was about 12. This is a real funny story. He was a super nice guy, and he was sitting on the stool playing and singing, and the gals you know, started throwing all kinds of undergarments up on stage.
Oh my gosh.
And they were landing all over his you know, shoulders and, you know, instrument and his microphone, and I didn't know what to think about it at the time because I think I was like 12 or something, but that was a pretty funny thing for me, and you know,
wow.
That's another one that stands out in my mind. But he was a great artist and a great singer and one of my favorite singers still.
Wow, he must have been very professional. He probably just kept going.
He just kept going. Yeah, he just acted like this is just another normal night on the stage here, and you know, he just kept singing his tail off. You know, it was really funny.
That's hilarious. Wow, I could just imagine your face. Just imagine. But I just want to thank you so much, Bobby Flores, for coming on the show and chatting with me, and we'd love to have you back anytime.
Thank you, Josie. You know, what a great pleasure to get to visit with you, and, you know, thanks so much for having me on the show. I really enjoyed it a bunch.
My pleasure. So did I. Thank you so much for sharing your stories and your just fascinating, I mean, things that you got to do.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Bobby Flores, everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Yeah. He's awesome. Very, very cool. And we're not done yet. We got another awesome artist. I'm very excited about everyone. So I cannot wait. Everyone, please, please welcome our next guest, Nikki Breyer, to the show. Yeah.
Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Josie. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good in New Jersey. We just got a little dusting of snow. I was excited, hoping that we get a little bit more than that, but trying to stay warm as possible out here.
Absolutely. Well, I could share some with you because we're in the Windy City, so, and boy, is it windy and a lot of snow. So
I can. Yeah. We got a taste of that the other night. We had like 60 mile per hour winds and some rain, and it was definitely coming down out here. But thanks for having me on.
Anytime.
Listening to you, and congratulations to you and your show.
Thank you so much, and congratulations with everything that you are doing. You have amazing songs I get to play a little bit later tonight.
All right,
so I'm very excited about that. But I would like to get to know you a little bit better, along with everyone else here in the chat room and listening live on the phones, all that fun stuff. So first, I would like to get to know you. Here we go. First off, you came from a musical family, so can you tell us how you were inspired by having just all kinds of music around you as a young child?
Yeah, growing up, my my parents were really into Motown. My mom was a classical piano player, and my father was a Motown drummer. So I grew up on that style of music. One of my records that I own on my little Fisher-Price record player was, like, everything from Whitney Houston to Frank Sinatra. I really started getting into country music when I was about 12 years old when I first picked up my guitar. And one of the first songs my uncle had taught me was If Tomorrow Never Comes by Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
And then I was getting into Leanne Rimes and Shania Twain and just broadening my horizons and diversifying my genre of music. And then as I was enrolling into high school, I auditioned for performing arts high school and then got more into musical theater. So, you know, just getting involved with a lot of different styles of music and performance. But I knew where my heart and soul was when I found it in country music. And it's been a blessing that now, especially in New Jersey, that it's been a lot more popular and I can kind of stretch my wings in that genre of music and feel very proud about it too.
Definitely. And I love that you like all sorts of genres too, you know.
Yeah.
I like that. That's very
cool.
If I could
do a duet, because I've been asked this before, if I could do a duet with anybody, it would go Kenny Chesney, and then to throw everyone a curveball, Michael Bublé, because I love his voice, his style, the classics, the swooning voice,
oh,
and
yes.
just very magical. And
he is.
So, yeah. And I know my husband's listening right now. He's probably rolling his eyes.
Yeah, he's probably giving you the evil eye right now.
Yeah, but I want to say hi to him. He's away with the military right now in Pennsylvania. Yeah, he's in Pennsylvania, so he's all right. But
good.
He's just out there doing some training. So he's been gone for the past month. And so while he's out there, yeah, I'm being Miss Independent here at home by myself.
Yeah, well, oh, my goodness. Well, thank you if he's listening, thank you so much for your service.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
He's one of the biggest inspirations with my music, and he really, with him in the military and being involved, you know, as an Army wife, it really led the path for me to be patriotic, and there's no better genre of music to do that than country music.
Yeah, I love that you put, you know, a little bit of kind of tribute, you know, towards him in some of your songs, like A Soldier's Princess. That one's a really good one. That's cute.
Thank you. Yeah, that one was about him. I wrote that with my friend Mike Cool from Nashville, Tennessee, and that's just about, you know, his time away. We started writing that while he was in Iraq, and then by me going to, like, different support groups and family meetings while he was gone, that kept me really busy and focused, and I tell you, like, there was just no prouder moment than, you know, being part of that, so.
Wow, that's amazing, amazing. And I'm honored because I get to play that song for you guys a little later. Tease.
Oh, thank
you. But I get to play that.
I'm honored that you're playing it.
Yes, I'm very honored. I'm so excited to play that. You guys are just going to love it.
Thank you.
But first, I read somewhere that I think is really cool. You were the first female drummer in your middle school. Can you tell me about that? Yes.
I had to follow my dad's footsteps, and my mom wanted me to play piano, and as a musician and a singer, you play a little, you know, basic piano, but I'm not the kind that can just, like, sit still and read the music. So getting into the drums was kind of natural, and my brother was the drummer for our middle school, so when he graduated into high school and I was still in middle school, I wanted to kind of take over his place.
Yeah.
So I was the first girl. I did the snare, and it was really cool. And then that led into my parents getting me some lessons at our local music store. And so I was doing guitar and drums around the same time, and it was cool. It was cool for me. I don't know how much my parents enjoyed it with all the noise, but it was really a lot of fun.
As long as you like it, it's all good.
And we'll have fun, like, at a show. We'll kind of switch it up when we perform. You know, the drummer will get up and play a different instrument, and I'll jump on the drums, like, just to kind of have fun with it and throw a little tease out to everybody. So
I can imagine everyone's faces. They're probably like, look at her, she's playing the drums. I can imagine. awesome.
After many hours of practicing it, and then that's it. Yep. Thanks, guys.
I like that. That's awesome. Very, very cool. I also want to mention you've done some really, really cool stuff. I understand that you are a touring singer for the National Guard. Tell us about
that. Yeah, for my husband's unit in the New Jersey National Guard, and that's how it started with me singing the national anthem for his ceremony before their deployment. And somebody had approached me, one of the soldiers approached me, and asked me if I love country music, I have a country sound, and I said, well, I love music in general. And he hooked me up with the songwriter Mike Cool, Daniel Swartz in Nashville, Tennessee. And that was close to 3 years ago. And since everything was happening right around the time of his deployment, it just got me more actively involved. And since then, whether my husband's around or not, I'll go to various military events or benefits if they're having special games or football games, whatever they're doing. I'll go there and I'll be the one to proudly sing the national anthem for them. It's a really nice opportunity to do for them.
Definitely. That is so cool of you to do that.
Yeah, it's a nice experience. I have the generals thanking me, and I'm just like, no, thank you. This is the least that I can do for them after everything that they've done for us. So I'm pretty honored to do that for them.
Yeah, sounds really nice. Awesome.
Yeah, and the new song being released off my new album, which will be out in about a month, I wrote it towards the unknown soldier from my trip to Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And so keeping with my songs will always have, and my albums will always have that patriotic theme, because when everyone talks about their roots of music, like the roots for my music is family, religion, and patriotism, and that in the song that'll be featured on the album, Unknown Soldier, is one that I wrote about, the soldier that was never able to be found or brought home, but we still honor, him or her because of what they've sacrificed for us,
Wow, you have to let us know when that comes out. In a month, you have to let us know. Need it.
Definitely. I'll send you, you definitely get a complimentary copy of that, no doubt about it.
Oh, wow, thank you. And I would love to have you back on the show, too, when that's out, so we could talk a little bit more in depth.
Definitely. Yeah, I'll be in touch with you about that, definitely.
Cool, thank you. That's awesome. And speaking of your music, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now for, purchase? Because I know people are going to be like, after we play these songs, I know people are going to want to get them. So tell us where they can go.
Well, we have Soldier's Princess. That was the first single that came out of the album. And that one can now be purchased. If you live in New Jersey, we have some local CD stores that you can buy it at. It is available online, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. You can also purchase it directly through my Reverb Nation page, and proceeds for A Soldier's Princess is also donated to Half the Sky Movement, which benefits women and promotes rights for women around the world, primarily internationally. So a portion of that song purchase, that's why I kind of push more like if you're interested in that song, get it through Reverb Nation. Because then a portion of that purchase of A Soldier's Princess is donated to Half the Sky Movement. I had seen a documentary of them on TV not too long ago, and it was a special about what type of organization it is and what they stand for. And then I saw that there would be a way for me to, on the other side of the world, get involved if there's a way for me to help them. So this was one way. So if anybody's interested, Reverb Nation, you can purchase all four of the songs that are available now, and then the next coming album that'll be available in a month or so, same thing, iTunes, Reverb Nation, everything has gone so digital now, so it's just Google Nikki Breyer.
Yeah, there you go. Easy.
It's
Love it. And let's. I wanna push that one. Reverb Nation. Reverbnation.com/Nikki Breyer.
Right. Thank you.
Go to that one and get it. And it even says that 50% of sales go to the charity Half the Sky Movement. It says right there.
it's pretty great. Yeah, it's nice to know that they set something like that up.
Yeah, I like it. And you'll be able to see it, guys. It has like a little heart next to it. It's really cool.
Yeah. So with that, at our shows when we're performing live and CDs are for sale, same thing. We sell right now the album for $5, and then proceeds go half towards, you know, if it's going for Wounded Warriors, or we also donate it to Hurricane Sandy victims, you know, because around here in the East Coast we've had to deal with, you know, the tragedy of the hurricane. So we've been doing a lot of benefits for the hurricane, and we have a big benefit coming up March 23rd at a really rockin' country place called McGinn South in Jackson, New Jersey. And so, I'm proud to be organizing that with my friend John and my husband, and just, you know, helping our neighbors that are in need the best that we can, you know.
Absolutely. I think that is amazing. So I want to push that out there. So everyone,
please do it.
Let's just get to playing your song here while we're on the topic. Let's play A Soldier's Princess, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right, great.
Awesome. Here we go. Soldier's Princess by Nikki Breyer. Check it out.
Go and defend. When he said, "I love
by the wonderful Nikki Breyer. And you have a fan here in the chat room that I want to read. Double D in the chat room. says, Nikki sounds great, and a little dancing icon.
Aww. Listening to that song, it made me miss my husband now.
I know. I'm sorry, but it's such a good song.
No, it's okay.
It's such a great song.
Our anniversary and his birthday are coming up in like six days. So, yeah, just want to say happy birthday to him. Because he won't be home for his birthday or our anniversary.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was a Soldier's Princess. And it was so, so beautiful. Got me a little teary-eyed. I'm not even going to lie.
Oh, I appreciate
it. And it was so beautiful. And can you please give everyone some, like, social networking sites or the best place that, you know, people can chat with you and talk to you?
Facebook, as everyone, you know, mentions, is a great place for networking. I got my Nikki Breyer Facebook page. So if you, you know, click like or friend me on that, we can get information. And I also have the Reverb Nation page and NikkiBreyer.com. So, you know, some of the best ways for networking. I also have a mailing list. You know, so if you join my mailing list, then you can also get the latest information as soon as I, you know, send anything out or, you know, the updates or anything like that for performances. There's a YouTube channel for all live performances, music videos, you know, all that kind of stuff too, yeah.
Love it. Love it. So we can find you pretty much anywhere. And Google is our friend, people.
Yeah,
so just
Google
type in,
is.
Type in
Google
Nikki Breyer
is the world.
Yeah.
That's it.
You'll find us.
But once again, we also have a really cool Hurricane Sandy benefit page. If you go to my contact page for Nikki Breyer, or you can just type in, it's called the Cape to Coney Touring Benefit Series that my friend John Hegedus and I put together. We're basically we went from Atlantic City and we're making our way up to Staten Island, to Coney Island, so just all from New Jersey up to New York, putting up benefits once a month and just, you know, whether it's donations for pet supplies or school supplies and raising money for different foundations. We work with Bon Jovi's foundation in Atlantic City.
Wow.
Yeah, so raising, you know, money for people that are in need. And if you check us out on Facebook, like I mentioned, March 23rd, we have a big one coming up in Jackson, and we also are doing a couple of benefit concerts for cancer. A big one that I was just told about for today that I'm excited to reveal is that we're going to be on Sing a Rainbow. That's the third annual cancer organization benefit concert.
Oh, wow.
And that'll be in. Yeah, I'm excited about that one, and it's a beautiful organization, and one song that we're featuring on that is off my album called Healing Hands, and that song was inspired by a true story of a girl who overcame her battle with cancer and then to give back to those in need, became a nurse and helped people through prayer. And so that's one song my friend Mike and JD Michaels wrote for, you know, this special event, a beautiful song that we'll be able to promote. That'll be May 4th. And for all the Jersey fans listening out there, we'll also be at Wonder Bar, which is a really cool place in South Jersey, in Asbury Park. We'll be there doing another cancer benefit, and that's March 10th. So we do a lot of benefits because, you know, what better way of bringing people together than music?
Exactly. And I love those type of things. I always love to go to those things because, I mean, you can listen to an amazing show or, you know, I mean, even purchase a song like you do, and it's just you could help out and have fun at the same time. Listen to great music.
Right.
And
everyone needs a, you know, a night out or a day out and to have fun and at the same time reflect on what's been going on and for a good cause. So it's been my honor to take part in a lot of those events and then to have people who want to contribute and help me arrange that kind of stuff as well, which is really cool.
Absolutely. And Double D here also says, it's nice when an artist cares and gives back. I agree.
Oh,
yep. I agree. I am excited. I want to play your next song, Sunset Avenue, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome. Here we go. And then we'll be back with some more fan questions.
Okay.
Yeah. By Nikki Breyer, and we're back with her right now. So you had a comment here in the chat room, and I'm trying to get back in because I just got kicked out of my own chat room. Don't ask. And I will try to get back in so then I could read it for you. But until then, can you please tell us what are some things you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
I love and I'm in need of a spa day. I got one for Christmas from my husband, so I definitely enjoy going to, we have a nice little local spa in town. So doing some like nice girly things for myself. I play tennis, go to the gym. You know, when you're, I also really enjoy, I'm a second grade teacher, so, I'll spend, you know, whatever days that, I'm available to do like some fun like home projects and get them ready for, you know, kids in the school and stuff like that. So any teachers out there listening, they know we come home and we do more work than we do just in the classroom too. But it's fun, especially when you're teaching second grade. There's a lot of fun experiments and projects that we do. So, you know, I like to be up to date with stuff like that. And just whenever time I can, if I'm not doing like a, you know, a big show or something, I like to go to some local places to do acoustics and just, you know, meet other musicians and go out and support other friends that are in music and stuff and just, you know, hang out and just socialize with people. I enjoy meeting new people and hanging out with friends.
Amen. Amen. And actually, before you came on the show, I'm a friend of yours on Facebook, and all of you people should too. But I'm a friend of yours on Facebook, and I've seen the cutest thing that I believe a student gave you. It's like it's a cookie or something.
It's a
heart shape.
It's a donut. Yeah.
It's a donut. Okay.
I got it. Yep. I got they know I have a sweet tooth, so for Valentine's Day, today was for Go Red Day for the American Heart Association for Women.
Yeah.
So we all wore red today, and one of my students, in lieu of Valentine's Day and the red day, they gave me the Dunkin' Donuts cream-filled pink heart donut, and I waited till the end of the day to enjoy that.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Yeah, that was very sweet. But they know me. They know I absolutely have a huge, yes, they know. That's great.
Yeah.
See, I was like, all right, extra credit for you. You got it.
Yes. Oh, awesome. And also here, you have someone here in the chat room. Let's see, SLFD329 says, tell Nikki I don't want to say this wrong, Pocono Summit Fire Company says hi and thank you again and hopes to have her at our bike run, our next bike run.
Oh, how sweet. Yeah, that's in Pennsylvania. We did the Wounded Warrior benefit with them, and it was such a great experience to be out there with them. The fire the firefighters were just amazing and supportive, and you know, like I said, it's one thing if you're out there, you're performing on a stage, you're doing what you're doing because you love it, but there's a difference when you're doing it for people that are appreciating it in a different way and doing it for helping people to raise money, raise efforts, and that was really nice to hear from them. They're a bunch of great people, and
yeah.
I got to get me a bike because they had some really awesome bikes out there. That it was an amazing day. Yeah, so thank you. Awesome. That was very sweet of them.
Yeah, thank you so much for writing that in our chat room. Love it.
Nice.
So let's see here. We are running out of time, but I got a couple more questions here for you. Some fun questions.
Awesome.
Yes, because, you know, it's not the Josie Show without funny questions.
Okay, got to do it.
Yes, got to do it. But have you ever had some embarrassing onstage moments while performing live?
Well, you know, it's not so much that I get embarrassed or that anyone's purposely trying to do something. It always tends to fall on my guitarist. We have my guitarist, Stephen Lake, who's, I'm sure, listening with his girlfriend Angela. They're amazingly, amazingly talented, and he has these beautiful guitars. And his most recent one is this beautiful, it's like a seafoam green, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. Yes, it's vintage, it's gorgeous. And a lot of the fans absolutely love it. So the focus is no longer on me, it's on the guitar. And so what ends up happening is, you know, if a fan is able to close enough or wherever the show is going, we get a lot of people that like to air guitar next to him. And they just want to be – so it ends up becoming the Stephen Lake show where he's the highlight with his guitar, and it's absolutely hilarious. So recently at our last show, we had a fan who didn't say one word to us at all, just any opportunity he could came close enough that he could air guitar with us the entire song. Whether he knew it, whether he didn't know, it didn't matter. Like, he was the best air guitarist of all time, and he just stood there all night just playing next, yeah, he was really nailing it. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
So we had fun, you know. Like our shows are a lot of fun. We do a lot of rock and country stuff, whether it's originals or our covers, and seeing people line dance to our songs and getting up and having a great time. And after a while, I'll be like, all right, you guys take over. I'm going to go out there and have some fun with them. So.
I'd
have a lot of fun.
I'd be the same way. I'd be like, okay, I kind of want to do some lawn dancing, so can you just take over, please?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's what I would be doing. That is hilarious. And I can't blame you guys if people are air guitar doing air guitar.
Yeah.
I would be laughing. I'd be cracking up.
Yeah, it's
I
great, yes.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I definitely feel like a rock star like that. I was like, yeah, that's right. That's cool.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love it. So the next question here, which is actually an important question, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? I know you got your album that's coming out in a month, but are you still writing, or what's going on?
Yeah, I was still always writing. I just had a writing session with my friend who just went back to Tennessee, Mike, cool, but I will be auditioning for The Voice on February 16th. So, for all of The Voice fans out there, I definitely need some support, and
yes.
I'm pretty nervous about that. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, so February 16th, I have that, and then I'll be making my way back to Nashville during spring break in March. I have an audition for the American Country Star, the show that they have. So I'll be auditioning for that. So it'll be pretty cool. We drive out there. It's like 16-hour drive, but it's such a beautiful drive. I absolutely love it in Nashville.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Definitely. Wow.
And it's not, it's not like it's like a home away from a home. It's not too different than New Jersey, aside from like the vast farmland that is out there. But when you get into the heart of Nashville, the people are so friendly, and it's just absolutely an awesome experience. So we'll be back there for spring break doing that. And course, the show that I told you about, the benefits that we have coming up for the cancer and for the hurricane victims.
Love it. So you're keeping busy, and I wish you all the best for
Thank
The Voice. I think that is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll keep you posted on what happens. So
yeah, absolutely. And
I'll definitely
need
your support.
I will. Just for those little people,
No, I'll always be a small town girl, no matter what.
I like that. That's
no
awesome.
No matter what. Yeah, no matter what.
Love it. If I was on that show, I'd pick Blake Shelton. Just saying. Anyway.
Yeah, that's where.
That's the country in me.
I'm careful and cautious about which songs I pick for the audition, because I'm like, all right, who you got to gear towards? You want to gear towards all of them, but Blake's the man. He's definitely the man.
Absolutely. The country inside of you, I like it. And I wish you all the luck in the world, and thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming on the show. Please come back anytime.
I'll definitely be in touch with you. Thank you for having me, and
I just
want to say thanks to your listeners and my friends and fans that were listening. Hi to my husband, and best of luck, again, to you at your show. I've been listening to you. You sound wonderful, and you're very, very talented for a young lady.
Thank you. I'm 18.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited about that. Almost in the
right.
sort of.
All right. And if you ever make your way to, Jersey, New York or anything like that, just, let me know. I'd love to definitely meet with you.
Yeah, I'd love to see you perform.
Thank
it
you.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank
I'm looking
you.
Forward to it. Thank you
awesome.
So much, Nikki Breyer, everyone.
Right.
Oh, and our Double D says, good luck, Nikki.
Oh,
for The Voice.
Thank you. You everyone have a good night. Thanks a lot.
Have a great night. Thank you so much, Nikki Breyer, everyone.
Good night. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. We had two amazing, fantastic guests. We had Bobby Flores and Nikki Breyer. So yes, everyone, please check out Bobby Flores, and also, Nikki Breyer, ReverbNation.com facebook.com/NikkiBreyer and BobbyFlores.com. And I believe I'm going to be posting all of them after the show. So do not worry if I got it wrong. I am so sorry. I will post it because I'm crazy with those links. Anyway, so we have two special edition episodes up now that I want to mention. So you can check them out. Go to our website at www.josieshow.com. Click on the special editions tab. You could check out all of our episodes with Aaron Tippin and Glenn Douglas Tubb. Those were some amazing, both of them really great shows. So check it out. And I also want to mention on March 2nd, the Josie Show will hit the road again doing a live broadcast from the Taylorville Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. The event will be from 6 to 10 p.m., and we will cover it right here on the Josie Show, so you will be there with us. if you're not able to make it out, we will definitely cover it. Performers that night will be Mike Seiler, Rick Seaman, Rudy Bain, and Brad Howard. We'll also have Johnny Lee Carpenter there playing for the show. He was Tracy Bird's fiddle player. Admissions are $10, and food and drinks will also be available for purchase as well. So come out, have a great night with us, and if you are too far away from the event here in Illinois, like I said, no worries. It will be on josieshow.com, and you can listen live from there. Also, want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show? Just go to our new sponsors tab to find out all the details on josieshow.com. Also, our VIP membership is ready as well, so click on the Josie Show VIP membership tab for all the details. Artists, join now. Additional benefits constantly coming, so keep up to date with that. So it is going to be amazing. And also, my radio station launch date is on my official birthday, Saturday, February 9th at noon. So it's kind of going to be like an early birthday present. Oh, you got a radio station. Wow, that's awesome. Anyway, we could be heard at www.josiescountryblastradio.com on Live 365. Roku, I hope I'm saying that right, TiVo in your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids. So, check that out, everyone. It's going to be awesome. We're going to run new and classic country music. We have it for, you know, if you guys like the new artists and you want to check them out, then we have that for you. And also we'll have, you know, the classic for all of them that, you know, love the Willie Nelsons and all, Ray Fries, all of them. And also we'll have the Billboard Top 20, the ones on the charts. We're going to have them on there as well. And we're going to have independent artists as well. Signed, independent, it doesn't matter. We have them all. So we're going to keep you up to date with all the new and your favorite artists and your classic artists as well. Country. So now, coming up for the rest of this month of February, we have scheduled... next week is my birthday show. We have Devin Rush, who is an American Idol alumni, Natalie Nicole Green, and Larry Bagby, Amy Rose, Classroom Majors, Josh Sinclair, Christy Kalen, Rod Richmond, Shelby Lee Lowe, and Jerry Kramer. So that's the extended list of finishing off the month of February. Those are all of our February guests. So, yes. Also here, remember, our next Josie Show special edition episode will be on Monday, February 4th at 7 p.m. Central Time, and my guest will be the wonderful David Church. And we're currently booking for July on 2013 for the Josie Show, so if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. She does not bite, I promise. Or go to the contacts tab on our site at josieshow.com and send us a message. I also want to give a shout-out to some people in the chat room here that signed up in the chat room. I know there are a lot of people that are listening by phone and, you know, can't get to a computer here on Friday night, so it's all good. Thank you so much for tuning in. But here are the people in the chat room. Double D, Hurricane Daisy, Bearcat 2010, Coral Bean, FLFD329, Rollades 2113, TX Angel 1, Texas Angel 1, and Tina Marie, oh, and of course, Alan, my web designer, Alan, and also my producer, Tina Marie. And so now I want to put on my producer here, Tina Marie Passantino. Let's put her on right now. Hola, hello.
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 How are you? We had a great active group of people in the chat room tonight. Want to say thank you to everybody who came from the chat room. A bunch of Nikki's friends here as well.
Absolutely, and Bobby. Thank you so much again to everyone that can't go on the computer on Friday nights. I appreciate you guys tuning in any way that you can. I know we're on iPhone, we're on everywhere.
Yeah, you can hear us basically on everywhere.
So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in.
Yes, yes. So next week, we're going to have your special 18th birthday show. You mentioned three of the guests are going to be coming. Larry Bagby actually had a role on the show, Walk the Line, so we're excited about that.
Deborah Rush was on American Idol,
absolutely. And we got Natalie Nicole Green,
who is an amazing artist.
Yeah,
you should hear her sing, I'm telling you.
It's going to be an awesome,
awesome show.
We are back with our special edition again on Monday, as you said, with David Church.
David Church.
Tune in at the same place, josieshow.com, at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and we will get to hear him. He has done an outstanding job with No Label. He has grown a fan base of millions. So he's outstanding. We're going to hear how he's done all this magic work. I'm sure it's just his voice and his music. It's awesome.
It is. His voice is the thing. I mean, he's incredible. So you'll get to hear about that. And I just want to thank you all once again so much for tuning in. And you have
And we have just one more thing.
Yep.
We just want to make sure that we let everybody know that our big, big radio station launch is coming up. It is next Saturday, February 9th, noon. We will have everything put together and on air, ready to go, 24/7, country music with some extra shows in there that mix up the rock and the southern rock and whatnot from time to time as well. If you go to www.josiescountryblastradio.com, you will see a schedule on there, tells you when everything is playing. The Josie Show will air on there as well. You can still hear it here, but
and
it'll air there
Special
as well.
Edition.
Both of them, correct, and there's some other special shows that will be coming on, too. But we will have new and classic country music, as you mentioned. We will have A-title artists to independent artists. We will have shows re-airing on there, so you get to hear the best of the best from everywhere. So definitely tune in. Make sure you pop it on the computer or on your phone, wherever you are, at work or at play, and enjoy the station. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. We're really, really excited. Josie's been wanting to have her own full station outside of her show.
Yeah, and I know people
time,
are asking, especially, you know, people that might not be familiar with the Josie Show or whatever, or what I do. I know people are asking, you know, what's going to be the difference between this radio station and the radio station you have? Well, with the Josie Show, it's mostly, you know, interviewing, you know, guests.
Once a week.
It's, you know, just interviewing guests and then also playing their music that they have out. But also, but with this, josiescountryblastradio.com, it'll be an actual station, 24/7 live streaming, all music. So that so that's kind of the difference. So keep listening in to josieshow.com, and also you'll have josiescountryblastradio.com as well. In the works.
Yes, and let's just make sure everybody knows that if you look to submit your music, you can do that right at the site, josiescountryblastradio.com. There is a contact submit button. If you go there, you can go ahead and send in your song. Send us only about two at a time so we can get our act together as we get started.
We're still working on it.
Yeah, we'll ask for more when we need it. But, yeah, and you have to send each song individually just because of file size. So just go ahead and click one song, send it through, and go ahead and click the next one and get it through. So real easy. All MP3 quality, please. That would be absolutely fantastic. So that's what I had to say. Make sure that everybody's ready, and we'll give you plenty of reminders before then. It'll be all over the Facebook page. You'll be sick of hearing from us.
It's true. I am so excited.
All right.
I'm so excited. All right, here we go. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And I am so, so excited about this next radio station that I hope you all will enjoy. Remember, it's josiescountryblastradio.com. And also we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Josie Show for the Josie Show, and also facebook.com/Josie's Country Blast Radio. So if you want to visit both of those sites. And also we're on Twitter, twitter.com/country_blast, and also twitter.com/Josie Show. And then also my personal is twitter.com/JosiePasantino. So we have a lot of places. I think it's just easy to click the links on josieshow.com because we're directed on everything. So you can find us if you just Google me. I'll pop up, Josie Pasantino. So thank you so much, everyone. Talk to you soon. See you next Friday. Bye-bye. My birthday show. Yeah. Happy birthday to me. Bye, all.